What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagrebem zlotik je.
Hello, and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry.
You do sound well. A bit of a, you know, spring in your step in your voice.
I do have a bit of spring in my step. And I'll tell you something right now, Terry. I must apologise to our listeners for last week for my persistent popping of my peas. You see, I didn't have my fancy pop filter on. And now maybe it was just me who heard it, but, you know, they were out of control.
Look,
so
I'm glad we're getting this out of the way right now. I haven't been happy with my level of audio quality on my end there. I'm working on it, folks. Next couple episodes, hopefully we'll have it sorted.
Yes, so we should sound even better.
Yeah.
Anywho, how have you been?
I've been good. Yeah, you know, I've been able to get out of the house, which is a big plus.
Big time. So,
yeah, but I have also been complaining to you about the good weather and how every fucker in the world has decided to, you know, show up on the seafront. you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people living within this 2K, apparently.
Yeah, right? You know? Yeah. Like, it seems like everyone's just sort of said to hell with it this week. Yeah. Or last week, even.
More so. I know we talked about it, probably had this exact same conversation last week, but like it seems even more so now.
Yeah, everyone's just been like, oh, well, we did our bit. Yeah. And
I tell you
and
what
that's
we need.
That.
We need the army. That's what we need. Patrol in the streets.
Jesus.
That's what we need. A good bit of military rule. That would sort this country out.
Butting a few bridges of noses with the back of their guns.
If you saw them, you wouldn't be out. You know, or have you said, look, how about it? I live on 219. Well, I'm not going to give you my address. But,
go on, keep going.
But, you know, I live on that number there, you know, and he's like, okay, fine, go for your walk or whatever that. And it's like, where do you live? Get in the van.
You know. Then we'll look for the house next to the house with no number.
And, you know, yeah, that's kind of it, you know, not really.
It's hard to remember a life without it, to be honest.
I tell you, I went to the shops on Friday to Aldi.
Hey, first big time. Day.
Oh, my God. And we were queuing up Friday morning, Good Friday. Yeah. We went to get there at 9 o'clock. And, you know, they're doing very sensibly. They're doing the staggered people coming in, coming out.
Yeah.
And we realized, we're like, oh, Jesus, we're like 25 people in the queue.
Yeah.
And we were like, Jesus. And we had the baby with us because we were doing a shop for my mom as well. And right. We're like, fuck, we probably won't get back in time for our next bottle. Like, we didn't bring it with us because we're like, first one's here, you know.
We'll fly in.
Yeah. And some woman who very kindly saw that we had the baby was like, she was like third in queue.
Right.
When somebody went in, she was like, do you want to go ahead of me? Let us skip like 20-something people.
Nice.
It was so nice.
Did you hear grumbling as you were walking up? Son of a bitch.
We didn't. But I think this part of the quarantine is bringing the best out of people, I think.
I tell you what, babies are great for that sort of thing.
I gotta go baby, the ticket.
That baby's gonna get you out of all sorts of jams.
I gotta go over the next few years. In my hand.
I know, go on.
I just had a bath there. I'm feeling good.
Had a bath. I tell you what.
Nobody spoke says me. I'm just so fresh, so fresh and so clean.
Yeah. I have been told I need a bath
for your daughter.
I don't know the way you so calmly tapped your can after that zinger. No, I'm covered in fucking. I don't know if they're bites or hives or what, but I've got about 15 of them, and they itch like something I've never experienced. And I don't know why I'm the only one getting them.
Here's what you do. Okay?
Go on.
You go to Aldi or your local chemist or whatever.
Yeah.
Get yourself some Epsom salts.
Mm-hmm.
Run a hot, but not too hot, bath, and you're just soaking it for like...
No, do you have to take a sip before you say the next word?
I don't know. 40 minutes?
Stop enjoying this. You're enjoying this speech too much. What is it? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the White Hag Little Fawn Session IPA.
What? Little Hag?
The White Hag Little Fawn. And I tell you, it's
tastes
delicious.
Like it.
It's delicious. Oh.
Tastes like a White Hag. I got my steady can of Coke Zero, and I've restocked, thank you for asking, 48 cans I've got there waiting for me.
Well, that lasts you like 5 days.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But what else was I going to say? I can't remember now.
Here's what I've been doing as well. Is the new normal. I've been conferencing.
Conferencing?
Yeah, you know, like...
Zooming?
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
On Friday, we did a family quiz. Like me and Faye, you know, mopped the floor with the rest of my family.
Nice. Had Google there off camera, surely?
Absolutely not. My nephew Sam made up the questions. He even threw in a Simpsons round to try and catch me out.
I assume you got every question right.
I did. I got one wrong on a technicality, a spelling. Wanted me to spell Apu's surname.
Ooh.
And I it's NAHASEPEENAPETILAN, and I said ALAN.
You Petalan.
I said, look, it's right, okay? But, you know, his questions were, what's the name of the founder of Springfield?
Jebediah Springfield.
Now, he said Jebediah Springfield.
Hans Sprungfeld.
There you go, Andy. I pulled those up on that. He asked for Pooh's surname to spell it. Mm-hmm. Homer's middle name.
J.
Yeah. The rival town.
Shelbyville.
Yeah, so I'll give me so far.
Yeah.
But then he said, in the episode Homer Alone, where does Marge go to stay when Homer is left with the kids?
Homer Alone? Which season was that?
Season 3, maybe? Season 2, 3?
I don't know the answer to that. Her sisters?
The answer is Rancho Relaxo.
Oh, of course.
Right, and I was like, you know what? That's a really good question.
That is a good question.
I'm glad he chose it.
I missed out on so much on Season 3. Is there any more?
No, that was it. 5 out of 5. Well... 4 out of 5, I guess, if you're being...
Yeah, but you got 4 out of 5. You didn't even ask me to spell Apu's name. I knew it was an I instead of an A.
Yeah.
This is a Die Hard Simpsons podcast, mate.
And then I was playing a bit of poker last night with the lads.
Oh, yeah, where'd you finish?
6 out of 6.
Yay!
Let me tell you right now. Remind me why I both love and absolutely hate poker. Let me set the scene for you here, right?
Okay.
You know, six-handed card game, so six was in. I'm in.
You've already lost me. Six hand? Oh, six of you.
Six-handed, yeah. Six was right. Here, right? Everybody else has folded except for me and Egan, and I was in position. So I was
Egan's a shark, though, isn't he?
No, I tell you, not
but
at all.
But he was wearing shades, wasn't he?
No, he's sitting there in his fucking Arsenal jersey.
Oakley's.
Looking. Anyway, I love Paul. He's a great guy.
We love you, Paul. Yeah, go on.
So I was in position. I was in dealer position. And he had raised it. So it was just me and him left. He had raised it. I think the pot was 60 to get in. He had raised it to like 120 or something.
Okay. I'm hanging on by a thread, but go on.
So I called. So that means it's just...
Show me your cards.
No. I called so we see the flop, you know? Okay. I had 6-5 off suit.
I don't know what any of this means.
My cards, the two cards I had.
Off suit? A flop?
Not off the suit. You've played Texas Hold'em with it before.
Yeah, well, it was explained to me as I went. And I cleaned house, if I may say. Yeah.
The flop is when you put the 3 cards down that both players can use or that everybody can use. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So I had 6-5. Off suit means different color.
Right.
Or different, you know. I think I had hearts and diamonds.
Right.
And the flop came 6-5 jack.
Right.
So I'm sitting on two pair at the start.
Yeah.
He bets a big bet. I triple bet that. And then he pushed all in and I called him. Right? So he pulls down a pair of queens, thinks he's happy. Yeah. I have two pair. Literally, that means what he's looking at is he needs another queen.
Yeah.
Or so I thought. And not
go on.
Next card out is a nine. I'm like, yeah, okay, grand. Yeah. And then the next card out after that is a nine, which fucked me because that gives him two pair. It gives him queens and nines, and my pairs of sixes and fives are useless. Fucking sucked out. Yeah,
I wouldn't like that now at all.
No. So,
and would you ever have like? Is that not ballsy to go all in with a pair?
Well, he's looking at the flop and he sees a six, a five, and a jack. So he had if he's saying, "Oh, I've hit top pair, which is jacks, right?"
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking, "Oh, the best hand Terry has here is ace jack or something." So he has a pair of jacks. I have a pair of queens.
Right.
So he thinks he has me beat.
How does he know what you have, though?
He's guessing. He's guessing. He's like, there's no way he called with
how many cards do you have in your hand?
I have two.
So you could have two aces.
I could do, yeah. But, you know, the chances of that are very slim. Like,
right, okay. He's assuming that you've either got a low pair or high, but like king and ace or something like that.
He's probably assuming that I have king jack or ace jack, you know, like something like that. That's the kind of hand you would call with just to see the flop.
Right.
And then you see the jack on the board. But like, see, and I outplayed him and I got fucking sucked out. And well, you know.
But did you outplay him or did he outplay you? Because he's sitting pretty counting his... counting as cash
at the end of it, he is, yeah. But yeah. The probability of him of that happening, if you ran that scenario 20 more times, right. 19 more times, I'm gonna win. Like, roughly, I don't know, somebody's gonna fucking call me up on that on Twitter. But Gary Kane, I know you're listening.
and who finished first?
Mikey, my brother-in-law.
Is there anything he can't do?
I tell you, he gave me a lovely birthday present there that we posted on Instagram.
Brilliant.
So it was that framed photo. It was a photo of me, Faye and Bonnie at Christmas that he got turned into Simpsons thing.
I was going to Photoshop myself in there beside the two of us because there was space on the couch. And I was going to put your body but with my Simpsons head on it. But then I thought, like...
It would have been funny if you just removed me and put your...
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, the girls won't think that's weird at all.
Not at all. Yeah. Listen, can I tell you what I've been watching, Terry?
Hit me. I love this part.
Right. Now, I have been watching... I've watched some Community. Still watching Community. Loving that's on Netflix.
What season
are you up to? I'm on season 3 now.
Season 3 is like... You've already hit the height, I think, and you're just starting to come down.
So six seasons. Yeah, kind of, yeah. And then I tell you what, right? I'm a fan of stand-up, Terry, as you know. Mm-hmm. Chris D'Elia's special was out yesterday. Now, let me tell you. I love Chris D'Elia. I think he's hilarious. Not on stage, though. On podcasts, in any interaction I've seen him in off stage, he's hilarious. And then he goes on stage, and it's like... it's like a completely different person. And I'm like, he would make fun of this guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
And I've been trying... for two specials, me and Kerry have been like, let's just try it again. Maybe it was just us, you know? And every time it's like, nope. And I put it on yesterday and literally I'd say about 35 seconds in, I didn't even say it and I just went like, just went back. Community. Play. say anything.
I kind of feel that way about Patton Oswalt as well, like...
It's that way, but like with a lot of people, yeah. like
Patton Oswalt, like, I listen to him talk on a podcast all day long, and like I loved him on Comedians in Cars, and obviously I loved him in King of Queens, and whenever he pops up in a movie, I'm like, oh, I love Patton, and then I see his stand up stuff, and I'm like, oh, I don't really like this, you know?
And I'm finding now that I like Tom Segura a lot. His last special was out a few weeks ago. I wasn't a mad fan of that one either.
I'm trying to think of the last special that I really liked.
The last one that I really liked, I liked Bill Burr's last one, Paper Tiger. I liked I like all of Tom Segura's other specials on Netflix. I think they're great. All of Bill Burr's other specials on Netflix.
I know what it is. I know what the one that I like.
Go on.
And I always, you don't seem to be a big fan.
David Mulvaney.
John Mulaney.
David Mulvaney.
You should watch it, man. It's so good.
I did watch it. I watched one of them, and it was pretty funny. Yeah. It was
Which one did you watch?
Kid Gorgeous, I think, was it?
Is that the one, the horse in the hospital?
Can't remember all of them. But it was funny. I was laughing at a bit, all right. You know who I like? Tom Poppett. Tom Poppett kind of falls in that category as well of like, I like listening to him off stage, but on stage, he's big friends with Jerry Seinfeld, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I think he was on, was Young Comedians in Cars? I don't know. Yeah, he was, I think.
How did you feel about that Eddie Murphy, Comedians in Cars?
Didn't like it at
all.
Sad,
isn't it? Like,
Eddie Murphy, it was a bit sad. That was the word I was going to use. It was a bit sad.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I have been doing now, you're not familiar too much with Reddit, are you?
A little bit. Like,
I have to say, I'm becoming more and more of a Reddit fan.
It's like a labyrinth that you can fall into, though, I hear.
Yeah. See, I'm only kind of, ever since I don't know if they didn't have an app or whatever, but it was just on online you could go on. I was like, yeah, feck that. If it's not an app, I'm not bothering with it.
Feck that, as they say.
Feck that. But now they've got the app. Anyway, what I find, if I'm browsing Twitter or I'm browsing Instagram, like, yeah, like, whatever. I just get annoyed. But what's great about Reddit is that, like, you can, like, your feed is just shit that interests you. It's like you're not following people, you're following topics, you know?
That is, yeah, because I often get it on, I have the app, and then sometimes it's like suggested for you.
And yeah, this thing pops up, good.
Like, what's this? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's things like that, so I'll follow, like, whether it's people I like or topics I like or, you know, anything like
porn,
that,
whether
it's jiu-jitsu, porn, whatever whatever you like. It's all there.
Whatever you like to focus on.
So I mean, to be honest, I have nothing much interesting to say, but hang on a sec. Oh, Corona.
You didn't do that into your elbow there, buddy, I noticed.
Why you gotta put me on blast in front of everybody, huh?
You know, you didn't even cover. I guess it's better not to cover your hand.
I didn't want to get it on the mic. I was Well, listen.
Yeah. I've got one more thing I want to talk about.
Go on. Oh, yeah. Go on, yeah.
There is... sorry, did I cut off your Reddit? Did you have anything else to say about your Reddit?
Not really. I was only going to lead into the fact that I was watching some of Limmy's homemade show. I don't know if you've seen it. I
haven't watched it yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, I'll leave it there then.
Is it good?
It is good. It is good, and it's also not good.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That was kind of like Limmy's show, though, as well. Like, you know?
It's none of the... It looks like Limmy's show.
But it doesn't have the same highs, is that what you're
saying? It's probably not the same quality. It's kind of like the same... It's not the same sketches, but it's like maybe 6 or 7 sketches that are revisited throughout the episode. Mm. So it's like not that, like quick.
My favourite one is the Marty Pello sketch.
Yeah. And that's then you might like it, yeah.
That's it's like Marty for... Pello. Yeah, he's like...
I just think, like... I just think he's funny. Yeah. Like, he can't not be funny.
I like, he's like a little bit of a sweet mystery and get by with a little help from my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marty Pello. He just stare and look at the door. He's just like,
the truth is, Marty Pello will never come close to being in a place like this.
You pathetic. They deserve to know the truth. Do you want the truth? Here's the truth. Your wee pals and your wee karaoke are pathetic. You'll never in a million years see anybody comes close to Marty Pello. That's the truth. Hurts, didn't it? Now who's going to tell them that? You? And I thought you were a good boy. If you can kick their feet from under them like that, well, you're a bigger, badder man than I'll ever be.
I'm not going to tell them.
Wise move.
You are.
Me?
Aye, you. You've got to come back to that karaoke, and you've got to tell them what you should have told them. The truth.
Nah. Coming clean makes for some very dirty work. Date yourself. As for me, I'm out of here.
So anyway, I would still recommend, because it's on BBC Two, like, which is bizarre, but it's on there. But yeah, it's definitely worth the watch.
How did you watch it?
On BBC Two.
Yeah, okay. Did you just record it, series link it or whatever? Like,
yeah, but you know what? I lied to you just now. Because I seen on Reddit they had the full episode up there. So I checked it out a bit on that, and then I dialed back and waited for the official thing.
Well, since we're talking about stuff that is on terrestrial British TV,
go on.
I got one here for you, and I think it might be of interest to you.
Hit me.
Were you a fan of the television Juggernaut? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I was, and I know where you're going with it.
Did you watch the show Quiz?
Oh, no, I haven't watched it, but I know it's out there.
I watched the first episode with dinner before we recorded tonight. So, man.
Good?
Very good. Very good.
Martin Sheen doing his thing?
Michael Sheen.
Well, that's not what ITV said, apparently.
Really?
They were calling him by the wrong name. and he changed his Twitter handle to Martin Sheen, because he was actually kind of a bit pissed off about it, I think.
He is phenomenal as Chris Tarrant. Literally, like, I know he's done, like, he played David Frost, he's played Tony Blair, he's played Brian Clough. Like, he is a mimic kind of...
A chameleon.
Yeah. But Jesus Christ. Like, okay, he mightn't look 100% like him, but the nasally voice that he gets, the way he pronounces the word, it's like, I was looking down at my laptop at one point, and you're just hearing Chris Tarrant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's uncanny. And all the mannerisms. ITV.
Okay.
So, great. I think it's three parts. The third part is on tonight, but I'm sure you'll get it on catch up. But fucking hell.
Hold on. Your sound's gone. Hang on.
No, my sound's not gone. You're gone. I'm fine. I was never gone, mate. You were frozen.
I've always been here.
The third part is on tonight. I'm saying you probably got it on catch up. It's a few Irish people in it, actually. Richard Cooper from Apres Match fame. He played Bill in Apres Match. Okie doke.
I know Bill.
But we'll leave it there, so Andy. Aisling B is in it. I don't know if you like her at all.
Is it not pronounced Bea?
Is it?
I think it is.
Ugh.
Because she was on the Stand Up To Cancer Great British Celebrity Stand Up To Cancer Celebrity Bake Off, and... it was Bea, I think.
Well, I know I didn't like her before.
I like her a lot.
I like her even less now.
I didn't particularly like her either, to be honest.
We were both saying, like, what is it about her that we don't like? And I don't know.
I think it's because we know people like that. You know what I mean?
Is it like she's the drama student?
It's a personality trait or type that we're all familiar with, and we all know someone kind of like that. You know what I mean?
Tries a bit too hard, I think. There, I said it.
Yeah, a little bit too... I don't know what the word is here.
You know what? It's very easy for us in our quarantine house.
But what else are we going to do? Then shit on the rest of the people out there.
Yeah, fuck their success.
Can I tell you right now, I could go on like this for a long time.
Quarantine?
Yeah. I was made for quarantine.
I tell you what, I'm missing the gym. Something fierce. Like, I managed... to cobble together. Faye has a set of weights, and when I put all of her weights together, they work as a decent set of dumbbells.
Nice.
I got about 10 kilos after, like, loading them up, whatever. So that might keep me going. And I got out for a run this afternoon on my lunch break, and it was relatively quiet. But I'm missing playing football. I'm missing the spin class, abs class, whatever.
I miss jujitsu so much. I don't have to tell you. But I've also equally been similar to yourself, getting some exercise done. My jujitsu coach, Brian, does like fitness thing. He does a thing on Instagram Live. So it's like a Metcon, which is metabolic conditioning, I guess. I don't know what that means. Like, no weights needed and stuff. So I was going along with that on Monday. Fucking dying. I hadn't done anything.
Was it just like aerobic, like cardio stuff?
Yeah, like there was lunges and press ups and all that sort of stuff in it, but it was like, I don't know, like I was fucking, I'd never been in a situation like that in my own house where I'm sweating on my own carpet.
Yeah. it's mad the stuff that you don't think about, like you say, lunges or something like that.
My legs are a bit still.
Like we, I said, we did that kickboxing thing we were talking about.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, you know, that night when I went to bed, I was like getting in bed, I was like, ah, fucking, like, and we didn't do much upper ab stuff. It was just like twisting or like bringing your knee up, whatever. My ribs were like super sensitive, and like my legs the next day, I was like, oh, what the hell? It was just because you're doing stuff that you're not normally, twisting and kicking and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
using but like muscles you say, you like, normally.
I was fucking sweating by the end of it. Like,
oh, I tell you so, what, I'm gonna try beats a good sweat up. Though.
Nah, but it's not the same as getting out of a spin class, or like you say, getting off after some jits.
Yeah, the endorphin rush is like no other.
Yeah,
but
it's a real luxury that we took for granted.
I was almost thinking today, I was like, should I just text my coach and just say, look, but is there anything really happening like behind closed doors?
Let me tell you
not that I condone it. Yeah, go on. Yeah,
this is going to be my last quarantine beer for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to switch up to bourbon.
the hard stuff.
Bourbon and a Diet Coke, because I'm drinking too much beer and it's going straight to my gut, I think, you know, and I want to put a stop to it right now.
Well, plus, fair, you know, to
the old dumpage situation is not great.
Go on, this is what we all came here for after last week.
Yeah, well, I've had a few more that let's just say there's been a trend.
You notice how I asked you in advance, can I put up the clip of you?
You asked me after the episode had dropped, though.
Yeah, no, I didn't ask you that. I was always going to put it in the episode, but I wasn't. I asked you if I can stick it up on the Instagram like clip or whatever, and you were like, "Yeah, of course." But it still didn't feel right. I was like, "I don't know." Like,
it was
hilarious, but I don't know why. I think I was overthinking it more than you. Like, no, I can't take
it. Unprecedented.
It was unprecedented.
And, you know, I would hold it normally if, you know.
I don't think you would, frankly.
I think I would.
I think shits take priority over far too many situations that you're currently in the middle of, to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Are you saying this at me? You talking to me?
you're going to say that to me?
Fat, you big, you black.
Oh, I wish people got the reference.
Oh, I miss 90s football.
Listen, Terry.
Yes.
Can I stop with all this horsing around and get into some nitty gritty here?
Sure, let's go.
Can we talk about specifically the 14th episode of The Simpsons 6th season, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Great. It's called Bart's Comet. It was released on February 5th, 1995. And the show's writing staff saw an issue of Time magazine that presented the threat of comets hitting the Earth and saying that, like, that threat is now over. And the Simpsons basically decided to create an episode
All about it.
So, yeah, you say we're safe, we're going to do this. Written by John Schwartzwelder and directed by Great Stock and directed by Bob Anderson.
Also Good Stock.
Sounds like a fake name, to be honest. No. They all sound like fake. No, oh, I'm so sorry.
Not Bob.
And Bob anything sounds like a fake name.
I don't know Bob. Robert.
Bob. So yeah, they fleshed out the episode's plot over several days. And according to showrunner David Merkin, examples of Schwartzwelder humor in the episode include the American fighter pilots mistaking groundskeeper Willie for a jet, which is a great joke.
Yeah.
And then cutting to Grandpa and Jasper outside a 40s general store. Things like that. Kent Brockman, I thought this was interesting. His list of gay people is composed of the show's production staff who had to sign legal agreements that they would not sue their own show.
That's very interesting.
And as a result, Matt Groening said many of the staff appear on lists of gay people on the internet as a result. And the episode marks the...
How weird.
I know, like, they have to actually sign a wager. It says the episode marks the first appearance of Database. What is that?
I am Database. He ends up going to them with
Nerd, like,
yeah, he ends up going to Shelbyville with them, you know.
He's
the guy with the red glasses.
He said a character that Matt Groening dislikes if he's used for anything more than one line.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, he's
is he the guy that's hurling at us at a tremendous speed?
Yeah.
Is that guy?
Yeah. In the Itchy and Scratchy video game, how do you get the wizard key?
And finally, Merkin considers the episode to be one of his all-time favourites, calling it a perfect Simpsons episode due to the size of the plot, emotion, and observational humour. Well, we'll be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. The reception was good. It got a Nielsen rating of 11.3 and was the fourth highest rated show on Fox that week. Our pals from I Can't Believe It's a Bigger and Better Updated Unofficial Simpsons Guide said it was an excellent episode and praised the great moment where the ever pious Maud Flanders happily sacrifices her Neddy.
Yeah, very good.
And that's kind of it. Everyone kind of likes the episode. The chalkboard gag I thought was actually one of the better ones.
I haven't seen a chalkboard gag since I got Disney Plus because I've been hitting the skip intro.
The skip. I tell you, I've been doing that myself, but it's only that when I was reading about it, I was going to pretend like I saw it myself. You've called me on my BS, Terry, and here we are. But anyway, I'll tell you what it says. It says, cursive writing does not mean what I think it does. Doesn't seem as funny now, but so we'll just crack on with the episode.
I know.
But
that's all I got. Damn.
Hold on. I don't know the script. I know we're not really following the script. Oh, by the way, speaking of, we've got some excellent feedback on the new sort of loosey-goosey format,
yes,
which we appreciate. People seem to actually quite like it. I quite like doing it that way, to be honest.
Me too. We whiten this out on a few jokes, but, you know, that's...
I know, that's the only problem. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's the only problem. But I feel unshackled.
So you got your script then?
I have it here now, yes.
Good. So,
anyway,
I guess, like, straight off the bat, how did you feel about this episode?
Straight off the bat, I tell you what, Terry, I'm going to blow my stack right here in Lexington, Kentucky.
this ain't blow your stack with a champ.
I absolutely loved it.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Not just loved it, I absolutely loved it.
Right.
I love the whole night scenes. I love Bart and Skinner in the field. I just, that whole whatever 5 minutes, I just loved that. I don't know what it is.
It's, I'm there with you for, to an extent. Like, I think the first 5 minutes of this is, it's a peak, and it doesn't reach that peak again.
Right.
But it doesn't have a hell of a lot of a valley either. It's not like we were talking about Homer the Great, where I thought the first 7 or 8 minutes was great and it kind of went off a bit of a cliff.
Yeah, yeah.
With this one here, I think it starts really high. It doesn't drop a hell of a lot, but it kind of... Like it
starts at a 9 and by the end it's dropped to like an 8 or something. Not our official rankings, but something
but
like that.
Around that, like, definitely. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, because I'm with you there. I love the start and I just love, like, you know, I love a good cold open. And, like, just like Skinner in the science jacket, the goggles, you know, and then...
Plus, there's no teachers there. Like, it's just Skinner it's just and the him, kids. Like, what situation is this?
And then, you know, the whole weather balloon being released, you know, Big Butt Skinner, like, it's, that's just iconic, I think.
Yeah, and that, Skinner just delivers the best, like, no.
Even like the hurrah for science, woo. Well, can't say approve of the woo, but the hurrah was quite heartening. And then just like, even when he like goes to Bart and he's like, empty your pockets. He's like, me? And he's like, he has all the evidence. Like,
it couldn't be more incriminating. He had blueprints of the dummy, notarized photos.
That was great.
Of him making the dummy, his little stamp on it, and an alternative wording for the banner, Buttzilla.
like you say, you kind of have that, the the fighter pilot joke, which is, I think, one of my faves of all time.
Tango 14, we're being fired at. I'm getting an exact ID on the bogey now. Iraqis again, launching Sidewinder missile. Missed him. Launching second Sidewinder missile. This is what happens when you cut money out of the military and put it into healthcare.
It's a good program. Just give it a chance. That's all I ask.
Like, the Gulf War would have just finished. Like, so the Iraqi fighter jet thing, like, was very, apt. And then, like you say, just the whole malfunction. But even their voices.
Missed him.
He's like, launching Sidewinder missile. Like, launching second Sidewinder missile. And it's just like...
The whole thing.
It's
I
a
mean,
good even, program. Just give it a chance.
Oh, everything about it. It was like, there was that.
But even, sorry, even like, he has like the calm voice. And then when the two of them are floating down, they're just like this is what happens when you take it.
It's a good program. Just give it a chance. And the punch up when they get down is just, that is a perfect like 20 seconds of comedy right there.
And then, like, but it's, like, it is a high concept episode.
It is, yeah.
But they don't go to, like, once they establish the stakes of the episode, it's kind of like, okay, what, you know, it's more dealing with the fear of what's going to happen. Yeah. Or, you know, like, it's still a very human thing. Like,
quite an apt episode, you might like, even say, given our current situation.
And, like, so, like, when Bart, like, has to go to, he has the tension with Skinner. Like,
that whole thing, I mean, even just the, you know, but Marge. Of course there is, but like, when he gets up at 4 a.m. it's like
top of the hour, time for the morning news, but of course there is no news yet. Everyone's still asleep in their comfy beds. Good night, everybody.
And then he goes into Marge and she's like, oh, there's a stuffed pepper from last night in the trash. Just rinse it good and just rolls over. Like,
that's literally my mindset if I'm woken up for something. I'm like, right, what can I do here?
Like,
you know?
Like, last night, for example, the baby woke up at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got up and like, does she want a bottle?
Yeah.
And it was like,
or can I just put a suitor back
in? I put the dowdy back in and then they kind of crept back to bed. And I'm like, if she stirs, I'll get up and do the bottom, just like slip for a few more hours. I was like, oh yes. That, like you say, defusing the bomb. Like,
we've also started as well, just like, because what would happen up until maybe 2 weeks ago is Johnny would come into us whenever she wakes up. She'll just come in, and like, she's gotten into this like game of like trying to scare me all the time, of like hiding behind something and going boo, and I never give it to her. I'm like no, didn't get me. She's like, why? I'm like, I heard you coming and all this. Like, I'm like, she's just gonna be a pro by the time she's six. But she would just be coming in and like hiding behind the curtain, and we'd hear her sort of scurrying around. So it's only like literally the last 2 weeks that we're like, you can go down and turn on the TV yourself now, and you can grab yourself something for breakfast and all this. So she's able to sort of go down now. It's an absolute godsend. But
big
anyway,
responsibility.
big responsibility. But yeah, so it was just when Marge was talking about there's a stuffed pepper, I was like, that is my mindset when I'm woken up for the first time.
What is it? Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So that, like,
even the way he puts the thing on his bike, better use the generator.
Yeah.
It's like, but also, in what world would Bart obey this 4 a.m. ridiculousness? Like, it seemed weird that he was even doing good and getting up by himself. And, you know, even the whole thing of like the cat and dog watching TV.
I love that. Like, it's just like, but things are weird at this time in the morning.
Things are not what they seem.
Yeah. And like, when he gets to like Skinner and kind of, you know, Skinner is so passionate about this whole stargazing thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I came close once. But by the time I got to the phone, my discovery had all been reported by Principal Kahotek. He's like, I got back at him, though. Him and that little boy of his. He's like, oh, I forgot. Like, Skinner is like such a dark fucking character. Like,
I love that. him and that little boy of his. What did, like, what did he do?
And I just love the whole, like, 16 hours, 19 minutes, right ascension, 14 degrees, 23 minutes, declination. No sighting.
No sighting.
And then, like, Bart, he's like, "Did you get that one, Bart?" "Hell no." Like, good.
Yeah. And plus, when he finally tries to go and catch the catch the thing that he sees, the big bus Skinner, like, I don't know why, but I always think Bart, like, such a little shit, just knocking the thing.
Spinning, like, it, like.
Absolutely, like, it's so precise, like.
Yeah, and then...
And plus, can I also say, I love how the people in the observatory, like, they're just kicking back, waiting for the phone to ring, for someone to tell them where to look.
I like, love their dynamic together, the two of them.
Yeah, don't... Like, we talked about you hugging.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not doing... They're not even working. They're just waiting for the phone to ring, for someone else to tell them where to look.
I love the bit where it's like, he gets, he's like, "What are you doing?" He gets the phone, he's like, "Congratulations, you just discovered a comet." Like, no. And then, "Let's go in the balloon." No. And then the paper, it's like...
That is classic Simpsons, that third one as well. Like,
Fred
someone just
says, "School is for losers."
No. Like, why is the paper boy just going out, delivering it right in front of them?
It, delivering them onto the football field of the school. Like,
at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
brilliant.
Then, you know, it's kind of you kind of get into the thing after Bart discovered it's a comet. Him and, like, he gets introduced to the nerds,
the super friends.
Yeah, I did like this where, you know, Ham was probably my favorite of them
because I enjy Ham Radio.
That voice, like.
And then what were the other names?
This is Email, Cosign, Report Card, Database, and Lisa. Your nickname will be Cosmos. And I can't remember which one it was where they're like, "Oh, show us your comet." And he's like, "There it is right there." And when they turn around, the little red hair, maybe it was Email. Like, "Oh, no.
Yeah. This isn't right at all."
It must be coming forward at a fantastic speed.
Just all these different, and they're so spot on, these nerd voices. Yeah. And then your man Email at the end, "To the observatory."
And I just even loved their song. It's not even a song, it's just like, "We are the super friends."
But it made me think, like, was there a group, now, without naming names, but was there, like, a nerd group? Like, I didn't feel like in our school there was a real, like, you know, you'd get it. Do we know strictly what we wouldn't call jocks? But you know what I mean, like jocks or nerds or whatever. It seemed like everyone kind of mixed about.
Yeah, they did. We did, but like there was also like there was the group of mad lads. You know, there was the group of like, "Oh, yeah, these lads are dangerous. Like,
these lads are going to be in jail in 4 years."
You know. And then there was the groups of intellectuals, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. We shall.
Yeah, we won't call them anything other than that. But
my group?
No. God.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, actually, there might have been a bit of crossover with your group. Not you, but with your group.
Don't point at me like that. I'll have you know that I was in the A, Terry.
Yeah.
For a period of time up until they got rid of it and then dropped dramatically down the rankings.
I'd say you were quite the studious boy when you were in primary school, and then got to like secondary school, it was just like,
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly
what
I was.
That's kind of what it was to me as well. Like, I always remember, like, even though I was in the B,
that meaty part of the curve.
I was top of the B or bottom of the A, my mum used to always say to me. They said you could go in the top of the B or the bottom of the A. Such a weird system.
That's actually a great thing for your mum to say. Because kind of like it gives you the choice. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's brilliant. Yeah. The B always had the best football team, I'll tell you that.
We sure did.
Because there was no dum-dums in the B.
No.
So they had a bit of a brain, even, you know, for football or for whatever, schoolwork.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Bs were...
I remember one week being off sick. You know the way we used to play each other, like A, B, C, and D? Like inter-classroom games. And I remember coming back and I was like, "The A beat us last week." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, yeah, Paul Crawford scored a hat-trick. I was like, now I know, now I know you're lying. And like, no, we were like, no, it was true. Like, I was like, what?
It must have been put in a play for him.
Yeah. Just like, I was like, why was he even playing? Like,
that is bizarre.
Yeah.
I just remember we had a few bull towers on our team, and that seemed like that was
really... You had some good players in the A, you know, so like most,
a few. We had like Robbie O'Neill and a few.
Robbie O'Neill was fantastic footballer.
It was great. Yeah. Bit of a DIY, if you don't mind me saying, Robbie, but apart from that.
Well, made a powerful enemy there.
But anyway.
So they go to their, look, what are they? It kind of, then it kind of just kicks into high gear in terms of it's the doomsday whistle being blown.
Yeah.
You know. And,
oh, I love that siren. I love the sound of that siren now. Oh, I love it.
You get kind of Quimby, like given the town hall meeting was the next bit, really, and like,
quit stalling. What's the plan?
Now I want to talk to you about this guy. Okay, so like it's Dan Castellaneta's voice.
Yeah,
and you will see there's an episode coming up we're going to be doing as the PTA. This band, it's pretty much the same character.
Same guy who jumps out the window.
Yeah.
And he jumps back in.
Yeah. But it's I just love that. Like, he's at 90 at this
straight away. Yeah.
Fortunately, we have a plan, Professor Frink.
Hi. Good evening, ladies.
Wait, Starling. What's the plan?
All right. Just take your seat. Just take your seat.
And then, like, it's just, I even like with Quimby, where he's like, first of all, there is a comet in the sky, and yes, it is going to hit Springfield. Yeah. And it's just like they'd clapped all his previous statement, and like,
yeah,
you don't need to clap that.
Yeah. And just the constant, like, even in the demonstration, like, Moe's bar, oh dear God, no, every time.
What do you think of the plan?
It seemed fairly solid to me at the time, I remember.
I did like the line of where it was like, working with former Carter administration officials and military men who were forced into early retirement for various reasons, which we won't go into here. Hey.
I didn't get that joke, actually.
No, it's just like people that were working for Carter that, I guess, like, that were shady, that had to be
dishonorable discharge.
Pretty much.
But even the whole, like, when they're on the roof or whatever, I know I'm kind of jumping a bit, but when they're on the roof, I just love that whole scene. There's a few really good scenes of just, like, families just sitting on the roof, just looking at it. Like, that sky.
I love the look of it. Like, the chairs, everything.
Yeah. And that's my overriding, like, sort of image when I think of this episode, is like that sort of night sky, those sort of fold up chairs. It's just something that's really, it's different, but it's still like familiar, you know. It's sort of hard to explain, but
I love like the whole, I don't know why, it's stupid, it's a stupid joke, but I like it.
Go on.
And so anyway, they go and like just going on and on, like
oh, just and keeps going.
We just get in our car and take the only bridge out of town, and then like it's just that. But like Lisa's like, it blew up the bridge. We're doomed. And then actually, the biggest laugh I had of the episode was like the next second, where it was like, it's times like this, I wish it was a religious man. It's like, it's all over, people. We don't have a prayer.
I tell you what, soon after that, I think it was soon after that, yeah, this was one of my biggest laughs, where they go live to Congress. And it's like,
God.
We go live now via satellite to the floor of the United States Congress.
Then it is unanimous. We are going to approve the bill to evacuate the town of Springfield in the great state of...
Wait a second. I want to tack on a rider to that bill. $30 million of taxpayer money to support the perverted arts.
All in favor of the amended Springfield / pervert bill?
Boo!
Bill defeated.
Bill defeated. Like, that's it. Like, some fucking snot-nosed punk just comes in and tries to tack that on.
And, like, they just get the look of him. So, like, he's just, like, he's just, like, sniveling. Like, He just doesn't care. He's like, I want a tech on a rat out of that bill. You know,
he's so barely even paying attention.
So uninterested. Like. Yeah, like.
Oh, brilliant! That was one of my biggest laughs.
Yeah, I did like the whole Brockman thing. Where it's like
democracy doesn't work.
No, but before that, where it was like. And like Icarus, the rocket foolishly soared too high and lost control of its servo guidance mechanism, leaving us with some 6 hours to live. So we go live now to the charred remains of the only bridge out of town with Arnie Pie, with Arnie in the sky.
Yeah. People are attempting to jump the gorge in their cars. It's a solemn testament to the never give up and never think things out spirit of our citizens.
Just good.
Which does sum up, the Springfield mob mentality, all right.
And basically then they kind of, you're right at the end almost, pretty much like the last scene where, or the last set piece essentially, where I do like Homer talking about how like, you know, it'll burn up and it'll be no bigger than the Chihuahua's head. And then they're like, you really think so, Dad? He's like, of course. And he's like, mate, if I'm wrong, may we be all horribly crushed from above somehow. And like, you see how deflated they look then. They're like,
And then this whole thing of bragging about like, just to be sure, let's go down to the bomb shelter. It's like Homer Simpson takes care of his family, just banging on the thing. Flanders, open up. And Flanders is so nice. He's like, I built a hunker for both our families or whatever.
No deal. Get out.
And Homer, or Marge is just, it's like a perfect wife and husband interaction. Yeah. Like, get in the shelter, Homer.
I love the shove. Like,
yeah.
And then Homer is just bored.
He's given out that the comma hasn't arrived yet. But then
the knock, where it's like boom, he's like, there it is.
And everyone's got that angry face, like classic Springfield mob, like, and classic Mo being at the front of it.
He's holding like a stick, you know, like,
we ain't got shelter enies. We want in yours.
And then when he says no,
they just turn so.
Yeah. So they all get in, and then it's kind of like, I did like this where it's like Barney. He's like, hey, somebody's touching me.
Yeah. I was a Skinner. It's like, that was me.
Oh, okay.
And they go through the whole thing. So they're trying to see, one of them has to leave because there's not enough room for all of them. So they're going through, the world will need this and that and the gossip.
They'll need somebody with laughter, so I'm in. And they'll need somebody to dispense drinks, i.e. me, and someone to run the power. You can do that, Homer.
Yes.
And then like it's just over and again. And just Homer's rant here.
Oh, yeah, about like Flanders.
The only thing we're not going to need, left-handed stores.
Wait a minute. We all know the one thing we won't need in the future. Left-handed stores. That's you, Flanders.
I'm terribly sorry.
Flanders is the only useless person here. If anyone dies, it should be him.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
So let's kick Flanders out.
Sorry.
Well, sir, sounds fair. Doodaloo, everybody. I'll scream when the comet gets here.
Oh, I'm coming with you, Nettie.
No, sweetheart. You stay here because...
Okay.
I might go mad with fear out there, so Todd, I want you to shoot Daddy if he tries to get back in.
Okay, Dad.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah. Whatever.
But even when Flanders, the little touches, like when Flanders is leaving, he's like, I might go mad at fear out there, Todd. So I want you to shoot Daddy if he tries to get back in.
Load the shotgun.
And he's like crying, load the shotgun. Like,
I don't remember that bit. Was that in?
Yeah, that was in. I always remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So funny, like.
And then the game they play where it's just, first of all, the noise, which is
what,
like,
is that? Like. It's a pony.
Yeah.
And so they go on.
They just all start going. And like, I think it's such a perfect choice. And the tone of Flanders, where he's like,
you hear him just singing outside. Like,
yeah, like, case around, surround.
Yeah.
Like when they stop, you just hear him like,
yeah.
Let everyone be, will be.
Is there a better guy than Flanders? Like?
Yeah.
And then, so when Homer actually goes out, then Mo is like, it's like, and it was a baby ox. It's like, he's right, you know.
About the ox?
About everything, damn it.
I want to die too. I will say, I thought the ending worked brilliantly. I think it tied everything together perfectly. Yeah. Where they're all like, it's a great song to be singing together.
Yeah.
The future's not ours. And then it's just like, they undercut it perfectly. Yeah. You know, you think, we talked about Toy Story on that like Disney Plus thing. And
like it's a similar thing. They've all accepted their fate. They're all holding hands. Yeah, I love that.
It's a big sort of event type thing. Yeah. And then it's like, look, here they come. Yeah. And it just breaks up.
Crumbles up.
Great little touch of it hitting the bomb shelter and the bomb shelter collapsing. A little tiny dink. And a
little
collapse.
Dink. Yeah. And then you have a chihuahua standing there.
Of course. It's brilliant.
But I just love the line of Mo where he's like, let's go burn down the observatory. This never happens again. It's like, it's just, they get that mob mentality so right. Like,
and even then, like, right at the end, and I love this. And I remember watching it with my dad when he was younger. My dad pissing himself laughing when it was like, you know what's amazing? This is exactly what dad said would happen. It's like, yeah, dad, like, I know kids. I'm scared too. And they just huddled together. And then it just ends.
That's how it ends.
It's great.
They're really going through the whole spectrum of emotions in this episode.
I say, really good episode. I was a bit worried that it was going to. Well, why don't we just get into ratings?
Please. What did you think of this episode?
Like I said at the start, I'm somewhere in between our last two episodes in that, well, I am very much in between, but it's much closer to And Maggie Makes Three than it is
Homer and the Great.
Yeah, like I think this is very much upper middle third, if you know what I mean. It's not quite my top, but it is like very, very solid, lots of laughs, really well done episode. They managed, like I said, they managed to keep the fantastical element grounded for the majority of it. And they wrapped it up quite nicely.
Yeah, very nicely.
Yeah, it could have very easily come across as a cop-out, the way the meteor just burned up. But they'd done enough work beforehand that it didn't.
The whole sort of shtick of the town freaking out and the town coping with it was just like, they could go so many places with it. They could go to Reverend Lovejoy, they could go to, the Mo and the rest, and it's
they got the line perfect, to be honest. Like, even the bit that when it was like they're like laughing at the comet and Lisa being like, oh, we're too
and
overcome,
their eyes even they're like, nervous laughter,
but they like, there were some great visuals in it as well. Like, we didn't talk about it when the comet kind of blocks out the sun and all the penguins fly away.
Yeah.
And there's like in the town square, some guy just like runs and slides under a park bench.
Yeah.
Or
you see even when people are out at night, like people are there with their sunglasses on, like the mother and the kid, like just in the middle of the road, just staring up at the sky and all this sort of stuff. Really well done imagery.
Cinematic episode.
Yeah.
Like, you could have we talked about, what was the other one we talked about that could have been the movie, we said?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know if it was The Cat Burglar or something like that, but...
Yeah, maybe it was that one.
But this one, you could easily see it being, you know...
Yeah, they could have just expanded this into a movie almost.
Like, it's a movie-type storyline, you know?
Yeah. Can I ask who your MVP would be?
My MVP would be... It's hard. It's hard. I'm going to say probably Homer again.
Okay.
Just for...
Just because he's Homer Simpson.
I think, actually, you know what? I'm going to go Skinner. Yeah.
I was going to go with Skinner too.
Homer, Homer, this is like, again, another stealth Homer episode where he's just kind of floating around the edges, but he's coming in with these zingers.
Zingers, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like he's just dropping bombs, but he's not really involved in the plot. Like, you know,
it's almost, you know, when he's at his best.
It really is.
When he can be used as a peripheral, source of humor.
He's just that assassin that's going to come in and throw a few and then just hang off on the sidelines for a little bit longer.
Can I ask what your rating would be?
I'm going to give this an 8.9.
Oh. Yeah.
8.9.
Registering that.
It's like fourth or fifth for me, I'd say, is it?
It is. Yeah, I think it's about fourth or fifth. Yeah, fourth or fifth. I think it's possibly fifth. Joint fifth.
Very good episode. And I was relieved that it didn't disappointed.
Didn't let you down in the memory department like so many others. My rating, Terry. Well, first of all, my MVP would be Skinner. I do pretty much agree with everything. There's something about certain episodes just strike a chord, and I don't quite know what it is, but the whole night sky, Bart and Skinner, early morning, bomb shelter, like the whole thing just works for me, and I just remember it so fondly. So for that reason, I will give it the score of 9.2.
Ooh,
no. The episode one was 9.5, and what did I give a 9.7 to?
What episode is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Bart's girlfriend.
That was
a real sleeper one.
Stop him. He's headed for the window.
So,
an excellent episode all around.
Yeah.
I have to say it's weird. It's weird watching these every week and recording them every week.
It's nice that we're in a bit of a flow of it.
We've got a bit of a flow going here. Yeah. Now, I will say that the one thing I've noticed that I have personally been lacking on since we've started doing these is, you know, any sort of anecdotes, because I've nowhere to go. it's just what I've been watching. Plus, we're seeing each other every week, so it's not like a 2-week spell. But I am really liking the whole flow of Simpsons episodes and all.
Well, 100%.
The Disney Plus aspect ratio is bugging
me. Do not like it. It's bugging.
It's huge.
It's bugging me.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Fix it.
Yeah, what's like? There's absolutely no reason why they can't. We're
8 months behind fucking the US anyway. If they, you know, whatever they give them over there,
it's literally the flick of a someone. It's a flick of a switch for somebody,
and they're just
not doing it. Yeah, I'm not going to do your joke. I won't do it any justice. Oh, listen,
oh, smart guy, huh? Just a flick of a switch, huh?
Listen.
You work for me, Cantwell.
You like what I tell you to like, huh?
little giant guy needs tingle.
Listen, can I get our plugs in, please?
Please.
Terry, where can they find us?
You can find us pretty much all over. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Put It In H Pod is those two guys.
At Put It In H Podcast, he meant to say.
Sorry,
folks,
yes, yeah. You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say we got an email. I totally forgot, but that was for the Marvel one, so I'll wait till then.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you can find us on Facebook if you're still using it and like your data being stolen.
Don't bother.
That's right, Zuckerberg, coming right at you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Put It In H Podcast has a problem with Facebook. Tell that to page one.
Page six. What else? Oh, you can give it. I tell you what. Let's get to the nitty gritty now. You can support us in any way you see fit. But if you don't have the spondulids, you can just give us a rating or review. Very much
simple as.
Yeah, that's step one there, right? Mm-hmm. 5 stars, the lads are great, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Andy's hilarious, blah, 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 blah. That's what I think.
That other guy's...
That other guy, you know, is fine, you know.
He does a serviceable job. Now,
but now, if you really want to be our best pals...
If you want to be our tin pal...
Oh, that's what I should have called the tier. I just have it as members club on,
well,
on
Patreon. You can change it, right?
Yeah, technically I can, yeah. I'd rather not let people see the inner
You're not
workings.
It, man.
Listen, yeah. patreon.com/putitinh, where we are actually providing some value these days. We got another podcast, What's So Great About Marvel.
Well, it's What's So Great About, and we're doing the mini season.
Yeah,
on
but they
Marvel
know what
movies. Do they
they know what is. What's so great? They don't need to know our life's plans. What's so great about Marvel is up there.
You got to treat it like Joe Schmo has just walked into the podcast shop and is like, oh, what's this? The Simpsons. I like this episode. I got to listen to it.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
You got What's So Great About ... Yeah. This particular one is about Marvel.
We're doing a 23-episode miniseries on the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
We had our top Disney picks there. If you're looking for stuff to watch on Disney Plus, we're about to record, which should be up at the time of listening, our take on some classic Royal Rumble matches. Ooh. if you're that way inclined. Yeah. And I tell you, I'm shocked, Terry. That's all I'll say. I'm shocked. But I can't wait to talk about it.
I'm shocked.
So you can find us there. It'd be great support. If not, no worries. Just leave that L review and we'll say no more about it.
Yes. What have we got next, Cantwell?
I'll
tell you what we got
thank
next.
Thank you.
We have got... No, I've lost it. had it here. We have got...
What is it?
Homie the Clown, of course. Ooh. I was going to say Bart versus Australia, but that's the one afterwards.
Ooh.
Homie the Clown.
Hits keep on coming.
You're going to be
I'm nervous. I tell you, I'm nervous for Bart versus Australia.
Yeah, me too. I love it, but I'm nervous for it. I tell you what, you're going to be having dinner with Groucho tonight if you keep going this way.
listen, that's all I got to say about that.
Oh.
So, to quote Stone Cold, so, you know what? You might just leave it there, right?
Yeah. Stone Cold.
By God, he killed him. We'll see you next week, folks.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Said I, said I, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que said I, what will be, when I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, will be. Que sera.